welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 116, Worry-Free Living. I almost called this show the Worry-Free Zone, and something about that sounded really fun. And then I kind of looked and said, we actually don't want just a worry-free zone. We desire worry-free living. Living beyond the need to worry, and also the expectation of worrying. Our world, our society, our reality, whatever it is you want to call it, is really fascinating. There's a lot of extra fuss. There's a lot of need to perfect. There's a need to perform. There's a need to really care what other people think about you. There's a need to really care about how other people receive you. And there's also this need to prove that you love and that you care, and how you love and how you care. That manifests a lot of time as this worry, fussy, perfection energy. This came about for me, it hit me big time, on a telecall that I was doing with one of my mentors, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness. I was asking him a question about something completely different, and he kind of nailed me on the head with this. He said, well, honey, you would rather worry than create. And I went, what is he talking about? It was something that threw me, but also had such this depth of truth to it that everything around me just halted. I went, there's really something there for me that I haven't yet been willing to look at. So when I reach those things, what do? I start to look. I was just looking to see not only what the word worry brought up for me, but also just the energy it brought up in general. Now, I've never thought of myself as a worry person or worrisome. I would definitely classify myself as a perfectionist, as someone who is a little bit overly fussy sometimes with how things turn out. I would say that I have eyes out on other people and their reactions more so than eyes in on how I actually am in my own space. All of those things are changing and have changed dramatically, but those are the things that I've been kind of pulling myself out of the automatic patterning that we've talked a lot about on this show. I'm sure you can probably relate. You have a lot of that stuff maybe going on for yourself as well. And the truth is, we all do. We are living in a reality that really puts a lot of focus, attention, and also positive reinforcement with worrying about how you're perceived, how you're received, and also how you actually connect with the people around you. It's really interesting to start to look at how frequently all of that is done with this baser energy of worry. Right now, if you can look to see what it is that you worry about. Is it your kid's safety? Is it how your business is performing? Is it paying your bills next month? Is it the health of your body? Is it actually how you're perceived and looked at constantly by other people? What is it that has your eyes out on that and away from yourself? I had asked Gary a follow-up question on that call when he said that to me. And I said, what does the worry energy give me? And this is my personal thing with it. It might be different for you. But he had said, it gives you the appearance of being loving and caring. And I asked him another. I was like, well, I don't quite get what that is. He says, well, the thing is, if you have to give the appearance of being caring and the look and the proof of it, you deep down believe that you actually aren't. And it's fascinating because I do know on a deep, deep level how caring I am as a being. I also am aware that my caring isn't really given in the same way that a lot of other people give it. And worry was one of the ways that I learned. It was a learned, grooved behavior that gave people the proof that I actually cared. It's fascinating, and I know that's a little bit of a mind twist. You may kind of get it, you may kind of not. You may want to listen again if your brain's fogging over. There may be something here for you. Let's pick it apart a little bit. Let's actually look at why we would use this worry energy to prove that we care. If you have family, for instance, and they're making choices, you know, parents with kids go through this all the time. I don't have children, but I go through it with my family anyway, with my parents, my brother. There's just this thing where you watch the people in your life choose things and you have a different kind of awareness than they do. You may see where they're choosing something that may not work out super great. You also may notice they're choosing in a different path than you're maybe comfortable with. You may be the one choosing a path that they're not comfortable with as well. It's interesting how often we have to worry to prove that we care. That's something that I grew up a lot with my family of, well, I worry, therefore I care. Like there's the worry as proof. I worry, therefore I care. You know I'm caring about you because I'm worrying about you. Also was the flip side of I care, therefore, I worry. I care, therefore, I worry, meaning that if I care about you, worrying about you and your choices and your future is inevitable. It is fascinating to look at how insidious that is, and also the curiosity of what's beyond it. So if you didn't have to prove that you cared and show it through worry, what else would be possible for expressing your caring and really being your caring? That's something super, super different. If you actually look at, even if you can't find a person, like an example right now, but could find an animal or the earth or nature, just something where you're around them, you feel totally nourished and nurtured, and there's this spacious kindness and caring for you. That's a very different energy. That is an energetic, spacious, peaceful quality. People do have that in their world. I have that in abundance. I know a lot of you all probably do as well. Sometimes people don't see that. They don't receive it. And because it doesn't come with an action, that someone goes, oh, look, you care because you said X, Y, and Z. Oh, look, you care because you did this for me. Sometimes because it doesn't have that outward expression that matches what people want, it's looked at like you don't care or you aren't caring. So one of the ways I'd like you to work with this week is just to look to see where you may have unacknowledged your caring or thought that you didn't care because it doesn't have the outward proof. For me, outward proof of caring has always been worry because that's what I was taught and that's what I saw modeled all around me. And I've had conversations with my mom about this after I got that tidbit from Gary, and it's so funny to watch her eyes bug out of her head every time I say it. And we both look at each other like, wow, what would that be to actually love and care for somebody without not only having to prove your caring by worrying, but that second part of it too of, I care, therefore I worry, meaning it's inevitable. They are like part and partial to each other and always connected. What if that actually didn't have to be so? Where you could be caring and loving and really present with the people in your life, and worrying about them didn't have to be some nasty side effect or some inevitability. One of the ways to work with this and what I've used, because when I got this truth bomb dropped at me, I kind of went into, I don't know how to change this. One of the ways I started to wonder and was truly to wonder, waking up in the morning and going, wow, what would living be like without worry? I would go to talk to somebody in my life and I'd be like, wow, what would interacting with this person without worry be? What would caring about this person without worry be? What would being present with everything in my living without worry be like? And for me, it was an open exploration, really and truly, because it's such an undefined space and it's something that we don't see a lot. This week, as you move forward, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and just be aware of how frequently the worry thing comes in. That fussy energy, the need to perfect, the need to perform, the need to go, oh, you know, I chose that, but I don't think it's quite right. Maybe I can go back in and just do this one thing over here. That's a worry energy. When you go into conversation with someone and you leave and you worry about what you said and you play it back in your head thinking, oh, I should have said this. That's a worry energy. When you're really caught up in how other people are seeing you, where your eyes are more on their reactions to you than they are internal and how you actually feel with your own choices, that's again a path down worry. Be open this week. Just be the explorers of this energy without making it wrong, without fighting it, without having to like shove it away. Just be with it. I really invite you to this if you've already identified yourself as a worry wart or a worrisome person. I'd also invite those of you who were like I was, where I don't know, I don't worry, I don't know what you're talking about. I just like things the way I like them. If that's where you fall to, just play with this. Actually see where this energy and where the points of view beneath it may be guiding some of the energetic reactions in your life, some of the behavior patterns you have going on, and some of those deep down thought rabbit holes you may get stuck into. I wonder what it would take for all of us to claim that we are caring and we have that spacious ability to be. And to not have to prove it, to not give the appearance of it, but to actually be it. And to know that being that doesn't mean you have to go down the path of worry. To actually have that being and that space for the people in your life so they can choose what they can choose and you can go on your way as well. What would be different? I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a big one. I think there's a part two coming after this. I want to get into the worry we do, not just in personal relationships, but how we're actually viewed and perceived and received by the people around us. And that's a really deep one. That goes into everything that you actually choose in your embodiment reality. How often our choices are catapulted off of that worry and really and truly filtered and colored by it as well. So what's possible to begin to change with all of this? Stay tuned for part two. It's coming at you next week. And if you want a reminder of what that would be, that way you get the quick link, go ahead and sign up for my newsletter down below. I will send it directly to your inbox along with some other goodies. And just continue to lighten up, live consciously, and explore the worry-free living that is possible for all of us. Have an amazing week, and I will chat with you soon. Thank you.